it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494 as we get set for a wild night here in Philadelphia. Game three last night.
Oh, my gosh. It's awful.
A win for the Phils. Game four tonight, 6:08. You can hear that one on KYW and WPAC 1210. Of course, we got an Eagles game tonight. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit, including what we should be expecting tonight against a dreadful Giants team as the Eagles play a Thursday night football game. The Flyers start tonight. But, Hugh, last night, late in the game, and how about I saw you last night. You were posting videos showing everyone you were still awake.
I was still up, man. I was up.
You made it.
I made it to the whole game. But that's the type of game. As a matter of fact, after the game, I couldn't go to sleep because I was charged. I had to hell dive a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I was hell diving.
I was shaking.
I was hell diving. I went hell diving for a little while.
Is it hell dove?
Hell no, it's hell diving.
Hell diving.
Yeah.
Did you win? How does that work?
Well, no, it's like you got to get a you hell dive with your clan.
Why?
With a hard C. No, it's not called a clan. It's your faction. It's like your couple other guys. It's like three other people that you play with.
Right.
And, you know, we hell dive into these planets and fight aliens and stuff.
Did you win was such a dad question.
Yeah.
Like, you have I did it
for democracy. We're doing it for democracy.
You did it for democracy.
Yeah. Yeah, we're trying to liberate, liberators.
Yeah, I'm imagining you went an Uncle Sam hat
on
now.
You have to play hell divers to understand what
American
I'm saying.
American flag cape on.
Well, it's not really America. It's called Super Earth. It's like you're fighting on Super Earth.
Sure, of course. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Listen, I don't know if people fell asleep last night late, if they started hell diving, but you may have missed something that I think is a huge, huge thing for tonight. So, before the Phillies blew the game open last night, it's 3-1, right? Ranger gets through the seventh, but they panned to the bullpen, and you know who was warming up?
Duran
was warming up, which told me that Rob Thomson last night was planning to use Duran for two innings, right?
Oh, yeah, eighth and ninth.
But then the Phillies went so crazy in the eighth, he didn't have to use him for any innings. And why I think the whole operation last night, that when they blew the game open with the JT home run and the Schwarber second home run, it changed everything because, all right, so I was on board with it. If it was only a 3-1 lead, use Duran for two innings, right? We can't leave anything to chance. It's elimination. But, Hugh, Duran has pitched multiple innings, you know, two full innings, 19 times in his career. Do you know how many times he's pitched two innings and then pitched again the next day?
Never.
So if we used him last night for two, which was obviously going to be the plan, I don't know if he would have been available today, or maybe he wouldn't have been the same guy. You know, he's just never done it before. So the fact that we didn't have to use him at all, and the fact that obviously we'd have to use him for two innings changes it, because tonight, I expect him for two innings tonight. I mean, that was the plan yesterday. He wasn't used. So the way I look at tonight is, if we could get a lead after seven, give him the baseball. Like, that was the plan last night. Let's do it again. I think it changes a lot. Let's hear Topper last night on the Duran thing and getting a lead late and kind of pouring it on.
Going into eighth, was it your plan to get six outs from Duran? And if so, how big was that offensive outburst in saving him potentially for tomorrow?
Yeah, that's what we were going to do, especially starting at bats, I believe we started in the eighth. Once we had it on, went to Kirk, and Kirk threw the ball great. So, yeah, it saved Duran for tomorrow.
It's such a massive thing that really the game was over at that point, right? Like, when they start pouring the runs on, you're not thinking about, like, it's over. They didn't need him. But it changes the equation on tonight so much. Even Dave Roberts, and he wasn't even asked about this. He kind of just said this unprompted. You could tell he was disappointed that the Phillies didn't have to use Duran last night.
Oh, it is. It's pretty close to being flushed already. I think if we could look back at this going in this series and said we were up 2-1, we'd have banked it with Glass going. So I feel good with where we're at. Would have loved to have gotten Duran in the game tonight. But, I feel good with where we're at, and it's certainly flushed.
Hugh, I was surprised he mentioned it. He wishes Duran got in the game. He realizes what the Phillies wanted to do, and he knows now, because he didn't pitch last night, he could pitch two full innings tonight.
Yeah, and it was talked about during the broadcast, and the fact that Duran was warming up, because they kept cutting to him, and at one point he was warming up really, really fast because they were getting ready to put him in the game.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden it kind of ramped down a little bit when you start, you know, doing what you were doing. So it's a huge get. It's a huge thing to have him available like that, because it's basically going to come down to that. It might come down to him tomorrow night, or tonight, I should say.
It certainly could. I mean, again, it feels to me like a 7-inning game tonight. If the Phillies can get a lead after 7, get Duran the baseball, and let's get this thing back to Philadelphia on Saturday night. Let's go to the lines here, the phone lines. Mike in Medford is up. Hey, Mike.
It is a beautiful day, isn't it, gentlemen?
It is a beautiful. It's beautiful weather. It feels like fall, finally. It feels like October. We got all these games on tonight, and we got ourselves a game 4, Mike. What are you feeling?
I'm feeling good, and I'm curious how many people who took the poll yesterday that just said, just to end it, I'm wondering how many of them are still watching. Hugh, I called in yesterday. I was just, I taken a shot a little bit at your Powder Blues, but, you know, maybe you got something there. You know, maybe we start calling you Powder Blue Hugh, and, you just keep this rolling. I mean, they wear the blue as much as they can, because whatever happened yesterday, it was magical, and I am super excited. So,
Powder Blue Hugh, what do you think? You like that?
I mean, it's all right.
It's all right.
It's better than Dodger Douglas.
It is better than Dodger Douglas. And I noticed no
Dodger
Blue
blue
today.
The other day was bad.
I mean, it really was.
It really
was. Not only are the Phillies off the hook in Toppers for a couple days, you are. Yeah, because if you, I mean, imagine if it all went bad and you wore Dodger Blue during the series.
I know, I'd probably. I know.
Tough to live that down.
Yeah, I'd have been used to that, but it wasn't Dodger Blue.
It was obviously Dodger Blue.
I mean, they keep this up. I mean, we got Sanchez. I mean, the pitchers are great. I'm excited. I just do have one thing. Usually when I call in, I've got some sort of sarcastic comment. And so my sarcasm for the day is, I want to know which way the wind was blowing when Nicky C was up the bat 0-for-5 last night. You know, it would have been nice if he was participating in it as well.
Mike, it would have been. Mike, appreciate the phone call. It wasn't so much the Castellanos at-bats that had me rolling my eyes. I mean, I didn't expect much with a right-hander pitching, you know, mostly righties for the Dodgers. It was his defense. My goodness, everything with Castellanos out there is beyond an adventure. I mean, he had the one that was basically hit right at him, and he, like, played it into a difficult play. And then the fly ball down the line that he almost lost in the sky?
Yeah, I guess the time of day down there, where it's like dusk.
Well, we got shadows tonight, so the sun will be setting. Get ready for that.
Yeah, and that's going to be Hugh's excuse tomorrow.
What are you talking about?
If they lose the shadows.
Oh, no, the Phillies aren't losing tonight.
Oh, okay.
And I was just told, people keep telling me that, you know, I could get an app to, you know, do the betting in Delaware.
Oh, another app.
Yeah, but that ain't the one that I'm sponsored by.
You're a loyal guy.
Yeah, I can't rock with that.
No, we know.
But I appreciate y'all, though.
Team player?
I appreciate y'all, though.
Yeah, so you're just getting your car and cash out of bets.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep doing it the way I'm doing it.
Because that's the sane way to act.
That's how you got to roll in these parts, man. You know, you got to do what you got to do.
I am worried about Castellanos' defense. It feels like it's a matter of time before it.
That right there, you can't work, like, you can.
I can. He can't move out there. He's a space cadet.
No, because when Marsh went for that ball early on in the game, and he kind of dove for it, I was like, man, if Beta was out there, he probably. Well, if a healthy Beta, I should say.
I think he either catches it or it doesn't get past him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was rough.
Yeah.
Actually, I will give Castellanos some credit on that.
He got on his horse.
He backed him up, because if Castellanos was slow to go back him up, that's an inside the park home run.
Yeah.
I mean, when it first happened, my first thought was, oh my God, is Cassie there? Because if Cassie wasn't there, Betts is getting all the way around the bases, and then we're flipping out about Castellanos not backing him up. So at least the space cadet was paying attention on that one. Let's go to James in Reading. What's up, James?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Hey, James, what's up, buddy?
So here's my thing. So I'm going to be the Debbie Downer here. So I think when the Phillies were at home, they had too much pressure. So I think we're going to force a game 5, and we're going to come home, and they're going to, you know what's going to happen then.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I mean, I know what you're alluding to, James, that they would, that the road team basically would win every game in the series. We'd get it back here just to kind of give it away on Saturday.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping doesn't happen. Yeah. And also, last night when they pulled Nola, I was wondering, why are they doing that? Did you guys also think, like, what are we doing pulling Nola so early? Or were you guys kind of expecting Ranger to come in?
I was expecting it.
We kind of workshopped it yesterday, and we said two turns through the order,
yeah,
and then that was it. Yeah.
My whole thing was I didn't want to let Nola see Ohtani twice, so I think that was exactly what Topper was thinking. Now, they did it one batter early because they didn't want to have Ranger come in the middle of an inning, so they just started this inning with him, even though Edmund was up, and obviously that didn't work out great, but I wasn't surprised. And James, I think Nola was very aware of the plan because he was unloading the whole tank. I mean, he emptied the tank. He was throwing 95. I haven't seen him throw 95 over two full innings in years.
Yeah, you're not wrong. So one more thing I wanted to cover with you guys. Mm-hmm. What happened with Brandon Marsh when he had a pitch clock violation, was it? He had an automatic strike, and he had no idea why. Like, what was going on there?
So he was late, but I think the problem was that he got caught up. I'm not sure if the – at one point, and James, good phone call. At one point, it sounded on the broadcast like they said maybe the bat boy got in his way a little bit.
The bat boy did what?
Well, because Marsh is trying to come to the plate, and Marsh ends up having a pitch clock violation. Because he didn't get, you know, he, just like the pitcher's got to throw the ball on time, the batter's got to get in the box on time.
How does the bat boy get in the way for you?
Well, I don't know. I felt like I heard Brian Anderson say that. I don't know. I'm not really sure why Marsh was late to the plate. There was the intentional walk before that, right? That was one of those where they walked.
Did they? So I didn't see, but I saw people saying that they started the pitch clock before Boehm got to first, which they're not supposed to do.
Well, I also, okay, so that's the difference, right? Because on an intentional walk, when does it start? Does it start when the...
I think the rules are that they can't start it until the player reaches first.
Which is what it should be.
Right. That's, I don't know.
Because then all of a sudden the runner's speed on his walk or jog to first impacts it, right? Like if you start the clock right away after the intentional walk signal, it was bizarre. It really was a detriment to the at-bat, too. Was that the moment where Banda was in, the lefty, and he struck out Marsh? I think that was that moment. I mean, Marsh can't hit lefties anyway, and when you put him down 0-1 in the count, it's going to create a whole problem there. That, because it was a good night, that flew under the radar. That was kind of weird. Thomas and Brumo, what's up, Thomas?
Thomas.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Thomas.
Yeah, so I wanted to say something about the whole parlay thing, driving to PA. I mean, when you have Hugh money, you know, you can do that sort of thing. And if he does lose, he can go to, like, autograph signings and make that money back in a few hours.
There you go, Hughie. It doesn't matter. You can lose.
Somebody gave me $1 today for an autograph signing.
A whole one?
A whole dollar. Wow. I gave it back, though.
Yeah, that's kind of you.
Yeah, I gave it $1 back. It was a crisp dollar.
One thing about the jerseys, though, like they were saying, the home team decides what color they use. If I was the Dodgers, I would make sure that the Phillies have to change their jersey, right?
So you're saying, like, if you were the Dodgers tonight, you would say, hey, we're wearing our blues.
Bump that. You can't wear powder blue
you
tonight.
You can't wear. But here's the problem, Thomas. The Phillies didn't bring the grays, so they'd be uniform.
This is a one-way trip for them. They, like, bump it. This is it.
Yeah. So it's set then, right?
Yeah, I don't think baseball will let the Dodgers make the Phillies have no uniform to wear. That feels like a bigger embarrassment for everybody. Yeah, no, it is. Dodgers were okay with it when the Phillies asked, you know, a week ago or whatever.
Yeah, I got 2 points. So I don't know if Rob was asked this question before. I get that Nola never came out of the bullpen before. But do you think just because Nola's been with this team from day one, he was drafted here and everything else, you think that had a lot to do with, hey, he's going to be our starter?
I don't, Thomas. So I think it's part of why they trusted him to pitch in the game. And Thomas, good phone call. I don't think he got the start because he was drafted here. I mean, Ranger was brought into the organization as a kid, too. They're both lifelong Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it was...
loyalty.
Well, that might have been why he wanted him to pitch in the game, but the order of operations, I just think, was Rangers come out of the bullpen. Nola's never come out of the bullpen. Let's start with Nola, go to Ranger.
Yeah, and it worked out.
Yeah.
I mean, Nola gave you what he had, and it looked pretty impressive, and, you know, Ranger did Ranger things.
One thing I am wondering is, I wonder if Ranger could pitch again on Saturday night.
If need be, yes. And I don't even know Ranger well enough to make that statement, but I believe so.
Well, that's a game changer.
No, because I feel like this, Joe. Again, it's not lost on me, it's not lost on them or anybody else that this is an elimination situation.
Yeah.
Like, you staved off execution. You got the call from the governor last night. You got 24 hours. So it's the same thing. So you have to have the same sense of urgency that you had last night. You got to have it today.
So when you look at tonight, I feel like the Phillies are in a better spot pitching-wise. We got Sanchez. They got Glass now. Sanchez is better. Saturday, though, they will have Saturday Ohtani and Snell lined up to pitch in that game. We might need Ranger on Saturday to help.
All hands on deck.
To help Lizardo.
Yes. All hands on deck. Because you don't have the comfort of making bad decisions. You know what I mean? Like, you had that the first two games. You lost that cushion that we like to talk about when you make decisions, Topper decisions and all this other stuff. Somebody called in yesterday and talked about how they had to make Topper. What did he say? Something to the effect that Topper couldn't be an effect in this game.
Yeah, they couldn't make it where Topper's a huge part of the game.
Yeah. So,
and they kind of did. Other than Nola Ranger, he was kind of out of the way. Yeah.
So it has to be that. And when you hear the Dodgers talk, they sound a little tight. Keep that tightness going. Keep it tight.
Let's do it. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. What? You all right?
None. None.
Acting like grown up over there?
Nah, no. Definitely not acting like
absolutely grown up. Not. All right. Okay. Have the Phillies pulled you back in? Yes, no, or the liars out there that never left?
He said the liars.
Well, come on. I mean, we had 40% on our poll yesterday. Yeah. Like, just end the series now.
Yeah.
And now they never left. Okay.
You can't hide from us. We have the data. It's right there.
We have it. Yes, at 46%, the Phillies have pulled you back in. That's what I voted for. No, at 31%. Boy, that was just some tough people to please. 31% still are not pulled back in. And you're not feeling anything this morning or this afternoon, not believing? I mean, come on. We are one win away from getting this thing back here on Saturday night. You got to have a little bit of, you know, just belief at this point. All right, Kashmir in the Poconos up. Hey, Kashmir.
Joe, it is a beautiful Thursday morning.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is, Kashmir. What's up, buddy?
Oh, man, I was, I'm not going to lie. Yesterday, I tried calling you today, but the line was busy, so I called you. But yesterday, I was despondent. I was despair. I said, it's over. I was one of the ones that voted on WIP. Just put us out of our misery. It's over. There's no chance of this. I'm starting to believe again, Joe. I'm a little trepid, but I'm starting to believe again.
Well, Kashmir, they gave us reason to last night. The way the bats woke up,
it
was different.
But also, I will say this. Dave Roberts managed that game. He managed the Phillies back into this series. I really believe that. And I mean this in a good way. So, Dave Roberts, I personally would have used some of the high-leverage arms if I were Dave Roberts, because I want to keep that game close. Even if my guys can't come back, I want to make the Phillies use Durant for extra winnings, because then he would have been shut down today. He managed right in the Phillies' hands, Joe. He managed into our hands.
Yeah, he gave us a better chance tonight by letting Kershaw get, you know, hit around like a pinata last night.
Exactly. Because then he's like, I don't have to use Duran at all. Not forget using him for one inning. We didn't have to use Duran at all. So now we can go. If you're Thompson tonight, Joe, or Hugh, are you going, Stanchy, give me 7 tonight, and I'm going to run for 8-9.
That's it. Yeah, Kashmir, that's it. That. In a perfect world, two pitchers touch the baseball tonight. Sanchez to Duran. That's it.
And then we get back home to Philadelphia for Game 5, where it will be an absolute madhouse.
That'd be what, Sunday?
Saturday night. Saturday night, 8 o'clock. It will be madhouse in there. Yep.
One question. Mm-hmm. How are you guys going to handle having two back-to-back games on national TV tonight? You have I'm not an Eagles fan, obviously, but God bless my friend. She's a huge Eagles fan and a Flyers fan. She's got 3 games tonight, so my heart goes out to her. I mean, I'm going to be messed tonight with just the Phillies. How are you guys going to – Joe, Hugh, how are you guys going to – you guys got two big games tonight to look forward to.
Well, we do.
Tonight?
No, we do.
The Tums ready. Get the heart medication ready.
The whole thing. No, but Cashmere, you're no doubt about it, man, and we appreciate the phone call. I'll just say this. Early apologies if my mind trails off during the pregame show. Hugh and I will be doing the pregame show with Elliot starting at 6 on WIP, right around first pitch of the Phillies game.
Yeah, and we're not gonna lie.
Yeah,
TVs are gonna be on.
Listen, if things are good,
and something happened good, we're
cheering.
Gonna,
yeah. If things go bad, Elliot's gonna have to carry the show. I mean, that's
be honest.
Yeah,
people being honest.
Being honest, Elliot, you take over the rest of the segment. We gotta go. We gotta scream in here. No, I mean, it's gonna be a fun night. It's obviously a multiple TV night. I mean, I have to imagine. I don't know how people say everyone's house is different or where you set up to watch games, but like for me, I usually have the TV and then I have like a smaller iPad thing, right? If I was home tonight, like we're going to be here, Hugh, but if I was home, Eagles get the smaller screen tonight. It's game 4.
See, the unfortunate thing for me is this. I have to travel after this. So I only have one option because I only got one radio. So I have to figure out. I feel like about time the Eagles game starts.
It's going to be about the 7th.
It's
going to
be. Yeah. Yeah. So I'll probably be able to catch a little bit of Eagles.
It'll be great.
I think the Phillies roll tonight.
What if it's like 20-3 Phils by the 7th?
20-3 Phils?
Wait a minute, what?
Yeah, 20 runs, yeah.
20 runs.
Why don't you just go to the Eagles?
20 runs, Hugh.
No,
did I stutter?
No, okay. I just wanted to make sure.
The worst beatdown in Dodgers playoff history.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, then you go right to the Eagles, and we talk about, yeah, we worry about the rest tomorrow.
And then the Eagles win a 3-point squeaker against the Giants.
Excuse me?
Hey, a win is a win.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
You dare.
No.
Don't you against Jackson Dart?
What I'm saying is this, that a win is a win. Like, style points, I guess, for you guys, Matt, I just want to win.
No.
Let me amend that.
That's a disgusting statement.
Well, okay, let me amend it. I'm amending it just a little bit. A win is still a win. But given the fact that we've had this closed-door meeting that everybody's trying to downplay, that wasn't a big deal, they need to come out firing tonight.
Well, they do need to come out firing. Look, and we'll get into it with you guys coming up. We'll throw the Eagles and just expectations and what you need to see tonight as the Eagles do play. It is weird just the feeling around the game because we just haven't talked about it because we're in the middle of this huge series against the Dodgers. It is a short week, which adds to it. The Eagles are coming off their first loss in forever, which changed the equation early in the week. And it's a bad Giants team, which I think adds to the mix as well. But what should we expect? And I'll tell you what I expect, and we'll get to it coming up on the other side with you guys. 215-592-9494. I expect the Eagles to win this game by a significant amount. The Giants are a bad football team with a very young quarterback and zero weapons for him. This has to be a big Eagles win tonight. And, of course, your Phillies phone calls coming up here on the series, on your feeling going into game 4 tonight. It's a big advantage either way I see it with the starting pitching. Christopher Sanchez is a better pitcher than Tyler Glass now. And Duran, the fact that he didn't have to go multiple innings or any innings yesterday is a game-changing kind of thing for the Phillies tonight. So it's all on the table. We'll get into it. But, yeah, look, the Eagles haven't had more yards or more first downs in any game this season. That has to change tonight. I mean, than their opponent, I mean. Like, they've been outgained and have had fewer first downs in each of their first 5 games. We better not come in here tomorrow and that still be a reality, because this Giants team is just not good. I mean, that's just the bottom line. 215-592-9494. All right, Sports Talk on WIP presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on must these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS at Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS at Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Your Phil's calls, and we'll dive into the Eagles-Giants matchup on the other side right here on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.